Vaughan y Disney. ¿Eh?
Sí, ya lo has oído. Vaughan y Disney siguen colaborando para que tus hijos aprendan inglés mientras se divierten. La magia de Disney con la calidad de Vaughan. Entra en grupovaughan.com e infórmate. Para más información sobre cualquiera de nuestros cursos, llámanos al 91-133-5833 y te ayudaremos con lo que necesites. 91-133-5833.
Esta es La Hora Extra con Richard Vaughan.
Hello and welcome. Yes, welcome to the extra hour. Today is Thursday evening, 10 o'clock. It's a good time, as every day, every time of the day is a good time to continue improving your English. So we have an hour to do it. And when I finish, Guy Williams will join me. We'll join Vaughan Radio with history. But for the moment, let's simply work on listening comprehension, vocabulary, structure, and just listening comprehension is the most important. That's why I spend most of my time on the extra hour simply talking and not really teaching, because I want to expose your ear. I want to caress your ear with the noise of the English language. Okay, let's answer 10 questions, yes or no. Are men returning to the long hair styles of the 1960s? No, they're not. Is H2O an abundant molecule in the world? Yes, it is. Do you personally know anyone who claims to be the son of God? No, I don't. It's a good question. Is it necessary to wear a lab coat to perform chemical experiments? No, it's not. Funny questions. Are telephone books still distributed to every home annually? No, they're not. Are there any bird species that can't fly? Yes, there are quite a few. Is April Fool's Day celebrated in Spain? No, it's not. Well, yes and no. We can come back to that question. Can stomach acid dissolve metal? Yes, it can. Do you try to avoid arguments? Yes, I do, yeah. Is laser technology becoming common for skin treatment? Yes, it is. All right, let's go through these 10 questions one more time. Perhaps you didn't understand one or two of them. Number one, are men returning to the long hair styles of the 1960s? No, they're not. Number two, is H2O an abundant molecule in the world? Yes, it is. Do you personally know anyone who claims to be the son of God? No, I don't. Is it necessary to wear a lab coat to perform chemical experiments? No, it's not. Are telephone books still distributed to every home annually? No, they're not. Are there any bird species that can't fly? Yes, there are. Is April Fool's Day celebrated in Spain? No, it's not. Can stomach acid dissolve metal? Yes, it can. Do you try to avoid arguments? Yes, I do. Is laser technology becoming common for skin treatment? Yes, it is. All right. Now let's go back and look a little bit more closely. So, are men returning to the long hair styles of the 1960s? The Beatles became popular in Great Britain in 1963 and in the United States in 1964. From that point on, long hair started to become fashionable. And young men, boys and men, young men especially, grew their hair longer. And then middle-aged men, and finally, you know, long hair. And it's still a little bit today. You can still see the hairstyles you see among performers, actors, personalities, famous people is often longer than in the 1950s or early 1960s. If you go back to 1962, it's interesting. You go to 1963, if you pull out, ¿por qué yo pull out? Si sacas en la pantalla de tu ordenador, you uso pull out. If you pull out famous pop artists 1963, you will see that they don't have long hair. 1963. Famous pop artists from 1963. And you will see that most of them, all of them, have normal hair. Famous pop artists from 1963. The Four Seasons, The Beach Boys, The Four Seasons, Peter, Paul, and Mary. Oh, the Rolling Stones. They were not famous in 1963. But they don't have long hair. Now, if you put 1965, they do. The hair starts getting longer. And so, yes, it became a fashion, thanks to the Beatles. The Beatles had a strong impact on fashion. The Beatles had a very strong impact on culture, the counterculture especially. So, but now, the question is, are men returning to the long hairstyles of the 1960s? No, they're not. And when I say long hairstyles, I'm referring to this second half of the 1960s, basically, and the early 1970s. They had very long hair. A lot of the guys just wore their hair long like a girl. They're not returning to that now. Although now, I repeat, people, myself, I wear my hair longer than I wore it when I was a kid before 1964. Is H2O an abundant molecule in the world? Yes, it is. I don't understand the question, Richard. H2O. Is H2O an abundant molecule in the world? An abundant what? Molecule. A molécula. ¿Cómo se dice? Molecule. Abundant. Abundante. Una molécula abundante. ¿Qué molécula? H2O. H2O. Ah, water. El agua. Yes, H2O. Two parts hydrogen and one part oxygen. All right. That's water. That is the chemical symbol, or the element symbol of the molecule of water. A hydrogen, two parts hydrogen and one part oxygen. I'm not a chemist, by the way. I'm not an expert. H2O. So the question is H2O an abundant molecule in the world? Yes, it could be the most abundant molecule of all. Now, in the atmosphere, we have oxygen and nitrogen. Nitrogen isn't a molecule. Nitrogen is a basic element. But as a molecule, maybe it's H2O. We can ask. Let's ask Mr. Google, what's the most abundant molecule on Earth? What is the most abundant molecule? Water. I start. Water is the most abundant molecule on the Earth's surface. Ah. It says surface. It doesn't cover the atmosphere. So there could be. The most abundant molecule, cellulose, is the most abundant organic molecule on the earth. All right. It's in the plants and algae. All right. Algas. Cellulose. I don't know how to say cellulose in Spanish. I really don't know. How do you say cellulose in Spanish? Cellulose? the molecule cellulosa, all right, cellulose, is an important structural compound, etc. It becomes very technical. So, but water for me is the most abundant molecule on the planet. 71% of the Earth's surface is water. 71%. All right, let's go on. So is H2O an abundant molecule in the world? Yes, it is. Do you personally know anyone who claims to be the Son of God? No, I don't. Did Jesus of Nazareth claim to be the Son of God? In one or two of the Gospels, yes. But I don't remember if he claimed personally to be the Son of God, or if others claimed it. To claim is afirmar con rotundidad. Said yo, para que conste. It's to claim. Como reclamar. To claim. But I don't personally know anybody who claims to be the Son of God. I don't think anybody on the planet claims to be the Son of God. Maybe somebody thinks he is, or she is, or the daughter of God. We are children of God, right? We're children of God. So, somos hijos de Dios. We are all children of God, so which means I'm a son of God. Are we all children of God? I've heard that expression many times, but I don't know what they really mean, children of God. Yes, the international family, children of God. The Family International is a cult that was founded in Huntington Beach, California, in 1968. It was originally called Teens for Christ, Adolescentes para Cristo, and it later gained notoriety as the Children of God. All right. It was later renamed and reorganized as the Family of Love, which was eventually shortened to the Family. It is currently named the Family International. Wow. This is new for me. All right, new for me. So, I'm not a member, thank God, of any group or cult. Only the Vaughan cult. Some people believe that Vaughan Systems is a cult. Yes. Who belongs or who was raised? River Phoenix and Joaquin Phoenix. Rain Phoenix and Summer Phoenix. The brothers were raised in the Family of God. The Children of God. I remember that now. Yes. Also Rose McGowan, a film actress. So, was raised in that. And a few other famous people. So shall we continue? I don't know anybody who claims to be the Son of God. Thank God. Is it necessary to wear a lab coat to perform chemical experiments? Well, of course not. You can perform chemical experiments in your birthday suit, which means completely nude. You can perform chemical experiences. This evening I'm not speaking English well. You can perform chemical experiments with jeans and a t-shirt. However, it's common for lab technicians to wear white lab coats when working in the lab and performing chemical experiments. Yeah, I perform chemical experiments. Siempre me paso a experiencia. Experience. I perform chemical experiments when I teach English. I have test tubes. You can't see me because I'm on the radio. You can hear me, but you can't see me. But I have test tubes. And I have a test tube that has present continuous. Another test tube which contains the present simple. Another test tube contains a simple past, etc. And I can mix them. If I mix the simple past with the present continuous, into a third test tube. I pour it in and I stir. Y remuevo. I stir. Presto. I have the present perfect continuous. I have been living. I started living in Spain permanently. I started simple past in 1974. And I'm still living in Spain now, present continuous. So I've been living in Spain for 46 and a half years. Almost 47 years. So yes, I perform chemical experiments as well, mixing verb tenses. But I don't need to wear a white lab coat. What do they call a lab coat? They call it bata, I think. Bata de laboratorio? Is that what you say for that? A lab coat? I don't know. A lab coat. Let me see if I can find how to say lab coat. Nope. I can't find it. Well, let's continue. I'll keep trying. I'm going to keep trying. Sigue intentándolo. Keep trying. Keep trying. Keep trying. Lab coat. In Espanol, let's see what it says. A lab coat. Bata de laboratorio. All right. A lab coat. I don't think I've ever worn a lab coat. Bata o delantal de laboratorio. Delantal is an apron. Apron. Escrito apron. Y se pronuncia como el mes de abril. April, apron. Apron. Tengo una delantal para cada mes. My January apron. My February apron. My March apron. And my April apron. April apron. But how many times in your life, or how many times a year, do you say the word delantal in Spanish? Probably never. You have probably said the word delantal 10 times in your life. So how important is it? Are you writing down the word apron so that you'll remember it? You'll probably never need it. You need to focus more on the verb to be and to go and to have and to do than the word apron. But in any case, shall we continue? Yes. Is it necessary to wear a lab coat? Bata de laboratorio. Lab coat. Lab is the word for laboratorio. The British say laboratory. Laboratory, which I love. I love that word. Oh, it's in the laboratory. And the Americans are radically different. Laboratory. 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 But both say lab. So don't worry. You just say lab. Pero hay que decir la B al final. Si no, dices lap. And lap is a regazo. Yes. Lab. So it's a lab coat. It's not necessary to wear a lab coat to perform chemical experiments. Okay. Are telephone books still distributed to every home annually? Yearly? Every year? Annually? Anualmente? No. They stopped distributing telephone books around 2003, 2004. A long time ago. Maybe 17 years ago, the cities stopped distributing telephone books. But I remember finding two or three telephone books next to my door. It was funny. There used to be three telephone books in this city, in Spanish cities. You had the white pages, las páginas blancas, the white pages, the yellow pages for businesses, and the blue pages, which was la guía de calles. And so you buscamos una calle, and you could find people's name and number. In this case, there was no anonymity. They had your name, address, and telephone number. Juan Pérez González, and then calle Mayor, número 6, Quinto A, and then the telephone number. And you could easily find people physically through the blue pages, la guía de calles. All right. Thank God, not anymore. Are there any bird species that can't fly? Quite a few, yes. Penguins, ostriches, emus, kiwis, and a few more. There are a few more birds that can't fly. Chickens, can't fly. Yeah, roosters, chickens, turkeys can't fly. Los pavos no pueden volar, ¿verdad? Turkeys can't fly. Yeah? Can turkeys fly? I don't think so. Can turkeys fly? Up in the sky, wild turkeys can fly. All right. Wild turkeys. Los pavos salvajes, silvestres salvajes. Said no domesticados. Wild turkeys can fly short distances at 40 to 50 miles an hour. Wow. That's pretty fast. Domestic turkeys can't. All right. Wild turkeys can also run 12 miles an hour. And they are good swimmers as well, so they could do the triathlon. The triathlon contra los pavos. Humans versus turkeys. The next triathlon. All right. I didn't know that. I didn't know that turkeys could fly. Wild turkeys. I don't know if there are a lot of wild turkeys. Are there a lot of wild turkeys in Europe, for example? Wild turkey. Wild turkey. Where do we have wild turkeys? I don't know. I can't find the information. Turkey hunting. The early pioneers in the United States used to hunt turkeys quite a lot. Turkey. A turkey. Now, a Turk is un turco. And the Turks are from Turkey. Turquía. Now, hay pavos en Turquía is there are turkeys in turkeys. Hay pavos y turcos en Turquía. There are turkeys and Turks in Turkey. Are there more Turks in Turkey or more turkeys in Turkey? I think probably there are more Turks in Turkey. But you know, maybe, you know, how many turkeys? You never know. Huh? How many turkeys are there in Turkey? I don't know. 7 million. Okay. On the internet, you find everything. Today, there are more than 7 million wild turkeys in Turkey. All right. And the population of these birds is increasing. All right. So, now we know. Their range is spread throughout North America from Canada to Mexico. This is about in the world. Wild turkey facts and trivia. All right. But I don't know if there are any turkeys in Turkey. I don't know, but I remember a Spanish history teacher, my first year in Spain as a student. My history class, the Spanish professor spoke in English, and he spoke about the people in the Balearic Islands were worried about a possible invasion of the turkeys. And the class burst out laughing. To burst out laughing is prorrumpir en carcajadas, no en sollozos. Buah, explosión de risa. He said, with his fairly strong Castilian accent, he said, the people in the Balearic Islands were very worried about an invasion of the turkeys. And the class burst out laughing. And he was surprised. And finally said, no, you mean the Turks. The Turks, los turcos, no los pavos, una invasión de los pavos, no. Turkeys. Turkey, all right, so turkeys wild turkeys can fly. Yes, not very long distances, but they can fly. All right, is April Fool's Day celebrated in Spain? No, it's not. The concept is celebrated in Spain, but it's not celebrated in April. The concept is celebrated on the 28th of December, el Día de los Santos Inocentes, las Inocentadas, del 28 de diciembre. In most of the world, this concept is celebrated on April 1st, in a lot of countries. I think in Spain and in many Latin American countries, it's celebrated on the 28th of December. And as I've said many, many times, I think it's a mistake. that the date should be changed, because the 28th of December for Christians is a day of tragedy, not a day of inocentadas tontas, because it's a day of que murieron los inocentes, los niños, in Bethlehem, because according to legend, of course, Herod the Great, when he heard that the future king of the Jews, el rey de los judíos, the future king of the Jews, had been born in Bethlehem, he sent his soldiers to kill every male under the age of 2 or under the age of 3. And so it was very tragic. So it shouldn't be, in my opinion, here in Spain and in other countries, it shouldn't be celebrated as a day of funny jokes or funny inocentadas and things like this. They should change it to April 1st. That's my wife's birthday as well. April 1st. Okay. We're coming up to the end of our first half hour. I'll be right back.
Y niñas, el monitor de inglés está preparado y empieza a preguntar. Es increíble cómo todos responden a las preguntas, rápido y sin equivocarse. Ahora el monitor corrige una respuesta y uno de los niños pregunta a otro. Vaya nivel de inglés que tienen estos niños, cada día es más alto.
En el Vaughan Camp del Atlético de Madrid, tus hijos se sentirán parte de la familia atlética mientras mejoran su nivel de inglés. Un campamento único en el que los niños trabajarán junto a monitores nativos y el equipo técnico del Atlético de Madrid. Vivirán una experiencia inolvidable en inglés y tendrán esa oportunidad que tú no tuviste. Llámanos al 911-333-5832 o entra en grupovaughan.com.
Empower your English. Empower yourself.
Para más información sobre cualquiera de nuestros cursos, llámanos al 91-133-5833 y te ayudaremos con lo que necesites. 91-133-5833.
Sí, dígame.
Ahora tu profesor Vaughan, desde tu casa, la oficina. Tu profesor Vaughan en clases telefónicas. Ahora más fácil y cómodo. Consigue uno de los tres planes de formación en grupovaughan.com/clases telefónicas.
Contact us now for a free level test and get started on your trimestrales right away. Your English adventure awaits. Trimestrales de Vaughan.
Nuestro curso de inglés por videoconferencia es la opción perfecta para perfeccionar tu inglés en poco tiempo y sin perder tiempo en incómodos desplazamientos. 100% online, por videoconferencia, desde cualquier lugar. Grupos de 6 personas como máximo. Horario de mañana o tarde. Prueba de nivel gratuita. ¿Qué más quieres? Nosotros no podemos darte más facilidades. Ahora te toca a ti. Entra en grupovaughan.com e infórmate sobre nuestro curso de inglés por videoconferencia.
Haz una pausa y disfruta, mejorando, aprendiendo con tu curso trimestral por videoconferencia. Con todo el dinamismo e intensidad de una clase Vaughan en una plataforma rápida y de fácil instalación. Por fin llega tu mejor momento del día. Cursos trimestrales por videoconferencia. Haz tu reserva en el 911-133-5833. 911-133-5833. Lo que más miedo da al profesional español es hablar por teléfono en inglés. Por eso Vaughan ha desarrollado las clases telefónicas, en las que trabajarás tanto tu comprensión auditiva como tu fluidez oral con un auténtico crack de la enseñanza. Tú eliges la hora y la temática de cada clase. Flexibilidad absoluta. Calidad Vaughan 100%. Contrata las clases telefónicas de inglés de Vaughan para tu empresa. Llama al 911-333-5831 o entra en grupovaughan.com.
If you haven't made any decision yet about your children or young adolescents concerning summer camps, July and August and early September, we offer summer camps in different places around Spain. We also offer camps in Canada and other parts of the world. And so look into it now, because the sooner you sign up, the better. The sooner you sign up, because a time always comes in the early spring or the mid-spring in which we're full. Sometimes we're booked up, and some parents get upset, and it's usually because they didn't call in time. They waited too late. They waited too long. So for the summer camps for children or for young adolescents, think about it. Try to make your decision now and to act on it, or at least to call us in Baugan for information about this. Thank you.
Más información en el 911335832 o en grupobaugan.com.
Si tienes alguna duda o necesitas información sobre cualquiera de nuestros cursos, llámanos al 91-133-5833. Repito, 91-133-5833.
La Hora Extra con Richard Baugan.
Hello and welcome back. Okay, welcome back to our second half hour of today's Thursday edition of the Extra Hour. Can stomach acid dissolve metal? Yes, it can. Do you try to avoid arguments? Yes, I do. Is laser technology becoming common for skin treatment? Yes, it is. Do most birds migrate to the south in the autumn? Yes, they do. Has the existence of ghosts finally been proven? No, it hasn't. Does your heart beat faster if you walk uphill for a kilometer? Yes, it does. Is George Washington included among the founding fathers of the United States? Yes, he is. Are yellow socks in fashion now? No, they're not. Can strong workouts sometimes lead to injury? Yes, they can. Was alcohol banned in the U.S. for many years last century? Yes, it was. All right. Let's go back. Can stomach acid dissolve metal? Yes, it can. Do you try to avoid arguments? Yes, I do. Is laser technology becoming common for skin treatment? Yes, it is. Do most birds migrate to the south in the autumn? Yes, they do. Has the existence of ghosts finally been proven? No, it hasn't. Does your heart beat faster if you walk uphill for 1 kilometer? Yes, it does. Is George Washington included among the founding fathers of the United States? Yes, he is. Are yellow socks in fashion now? Yes, they are. Can strong workouts sometimes lead to injury? Yes, they can. Was alcohol banned in the U.S. for many years last century? Yes, it was. All right. Let's go back. Can stomach acid dissolve metal? To dissolve, disolver, hacer desaparecer, disuelto. Can stomach acid, el ácido del estómago, disolver el metal? Yes. Stomach acid will eat up practically anything. Eh? So stomach acid can dissolve metal, I'm pretty sure. Let me ask Mr. Internet again. Can stomach acid dissolve metal? Your stomach's primary digestive juice, hydrochloric acid, can dissolve metal. But plastic toys that go down the hatch will come out the other end as good as new. Well, that's interesting. So if a little child swallows a metallic object, the child's stomach acid will dissolve that metallic object. But if the little boy or little girl swallows a a small plastic object. That object will come out the other end. It looks como si fuera nuevo, as if just as new, as good as new, as good as new. All right. So stomach acid is very, very powerful. Yes, hydrochloric acid. How strong is stomach acid? All right. Keep in mind that battery acid can dissolve materials like metal and bone. Stomach acid can, with its pH balance, only one of two spots higher, can... Have you seen the... Stomach acid. I can't find it. All right. How strong is stomach acid? Stomach acid encounters a lot of things in your body. It breaks down the foods you eat into easier to digest particles. All right. It also acts as the first line of defense against pathogens and microbes that could make you sick. All right. And it can dissolve metal. Not bad, eh? Pretty strong stomach acid. Richard, do you try to avoid arguments? Well, yes, I try to avoid arguments, but if it's necessary to argue, well, I will argue. I don't try to avoid arguments systematically. If an argument can be avoided, it's best to be avoided. Try to reach an agreement without getting into an argument. Argument in English means discusión acalorada. Siempre acalorada. An argument. Bueno, not true. In philosophy, we use the word argument. Argumentación filosófica. Arguir. Nobody uses the verb arguir. Argumentar. But you have both verbs. I've never heard any... Yo arguyo que arguir. Strange verb. Maybe it doesn't exist. I've always understood it existed. Let's see. Español definición. Arguir. Yes, dar argumentos a favor o en contra de algo. Yes, to arguir. Yes. La RAI dice arguir con diéresis. Aducir o alegar una razón o un argumento a favor de o en contra de alguien o algo. That's arguir. Okay. Yes, no quiero arguir hoy. All right. That sounds very, very strange. I think nobody's ever said that in the history of the Spanish language. Maybe. Maybe. So, argumentar. Argumentar also exists. Let's see. Arguir. Let's look at the synonyms for arguir. Sinónimos. Explicar, argumentar. All right. Arguir. Conjugar arguir. Yo arguyo. All right. Tú arguyes. No arguyas tanto. That sounds so strange, but it's perfect Spanish. ¿Por qué arguyes tanto? No arguyas. Okay. Don't argue. But in English, yes. Why do you argue so much? You're always arguing with everybody. This is very common in English. This word is very common. To argue. Don't argue so much with me. Come on. Can't we have a civilized discussion? We don't have to argue. Yes. To argue. I had an argument last night. I had an argument means to una discusión acalorada, ¿se entiende? Last night, I had an argument. I don't want to argue today about it. I don't want to argue about it. To argue. All right. So, do I try to avoid arguments? Well, I try to avoid them, but I'm not afraid of them. If push comes to shove, well, I'll argue. If push comes to shove, si el empujar llega a los empujones, sí. If push comes to shove, this is a very common expression in English. When or if, when push comes to shove, cuando el empuje viene, no. A good translation would be, Cuando hay que pasar de las palabras a los hechos, no. No. Cuando las cosas se ponen feas, no. Bueno, cuando las cosas se ponen feas, mira, cuando la cosa ya se pone importante, ¿eh? Ya actúo. Ya reacciono. When push comes to shove. No me empujes. No me empujes a empujones. Ya son empujones, ¿eh? Ahora sí reacciono. So you understand the concept. When push comes to shove. It's an interesting expression. I like the expression. Let me see if I can find a word reference. Word reference. Referral to it. When push comes to shove is cuando. Es cuando te presiona y te empuja, luego tú tienes que empujarle. Nah. Let me find a better. When push comes to shove, cuando las papas queman. That sounds Latin American to me. Cuando las cosas se ponen difíciles. No. No, cuando alguien te molesta, pero ya te molesta demasiado. Eso sí. When push comes to shove. When push comes to shove. Yes. Yes, means cuando con el ser pesado ya pasa, ya tengo que reaccionar. When push comes to shove. A la hora de la verdad, no. Not exactly. But in any case, when push comes to shove, yes, I will stop avoiding an argument and start arguing. To argue, number three, is laser technology becoming common for skin treatment? Yes, I think so. I don't know. I've never undergone laser treatment. Tecnología láser para el tratamiento de la piel. Is laser technology, laser, láser, rayos láser, laser beams. Is laser technology becoming common for skin treatment? Very common, I believe, because men and women now use laser treatment to remove body hair. Quite common. To remove body hair. And it's very popular. I know one woman who worked for a few years, a nurse working in skin laser treatment. She became an expert with these machines for laser treatment for body hair. And because of the aesthetic, women's aesthetics now call for laser treatment many times, and for men as well. I've never tried it. I've never done it. I've never felt, I don't need to. I'm fine. Besides, they say, se dice que, they say that once you have gray hair, hair removal doesn't work. Laser hair removal doesn't work with gray hair. Con las canas. So I don't know. But laser technology is becoming common. Se está haciendo común y corriente. Common. Laser technology is becoming common for skin treatment. Skin treatment. Do birds migrate to the south in the autumn, in the fall? Yes and no. Some birds don't migrate. Some birds don't migrate to the south, and other birds migrate to the north. What do you mean, birds? Birds don't migrate to the north. Yes, they do. Birds that live in the southern hemisphere migrate to the north. Oh, that's right. I forgot. Yes. But the question is, do most birds migrate to the south in the autumn? And the answer is yes. Because I think the majority of birds living in the northern hemisphere do migrate, sí que migran, do migrate to the south in the northern hemisphere. And in total number, they are more than the birds in the southern hemisphere who migrate to the north, because the land mass is much greater in the northern hemisphere. Yes. How much land mass is there in the northern hemisphere? And we'll find out. Well, what percentage? Let's see. What percentage Of the what percentage? No, how much? What percentage of the land mass? 40%? No. The northern hemisphere's surface is about 40% land mass and 60% water. Okay, that's not what I want. I want to know what percentage of land mass is in the... Voy a cambiar al hemisferio sur. Is in the southern hemisphere. 20%. 20%. The southern hemisphere's surface is about 20% of the land mass. Nope, I'm not getting it. It says in the southern hemisphere, 20% of the surface is land and 80% is water. That's not what I want. All right. Ah, finally I found it. I still can't find it. Sorry. I'm not getting the information I want, but you understand me. All right. I would say maybe 10% or 15% of the world's landmass is located in the southern hemisphere, or even less. I would say even less. If you look at a map of the world, you will see that the vast majority of the landmass is north of the equator. Although, you have most of South America, all of Australia, most of Indonesia, perhaps 40% of Africa. However, in the northern hemisphere, you have part of South America, maybe 10% or 15%, all of North America, Greenland, the most... 60% of Africa, and practically all of Asia. However, if we include Antarctica, of course, Antarctica's land mass as well. Masa de tierra, masa terrestre, is land mass as well. But I would say 15% of the land mass in the world is in the southern hemisphere, maybe 20%. And I can't find the information. So that's your homework for tomorrow's class. So do most birds migrate to the south in the autumn? Yes. Some birds don't migrate to the south. And then in the southern hemisphere, a lot of birds migrate to the north, but in smaller numbers than in the northern hemisphere. Next question. Has the existence of ghosts finally been proven? No. The existence of ghosts. We've been with eight millennia. For the past 10,000 years, ghosts have been a part of human cultures. And in 10,000 years, we have not been able to prove the existence of ghosts. So, do they exist? De verlas, haylas, las megas. ¿Qué es una mega realmente? What is a mega? It's a female forest spirit or something. Mega. Okay. Es el nombre que se da en Galicia y en zonas colindantes de León y de Asturias a la bruja o a la hechicera cuyo cometido es megar. Esto es, y en megar. Hacer el mal a personas y animales. Para lo que establece un pacto con el diablo. All right. Una mega no debe confundirse con una bruja, que hace el bien y es capaz de deshacer los conjuros maléficos y el mal de ojo de las megas. Hey, this is interesting. A bruja, B-R-U-X-A, this is new for me, eh? I have learned something new today. So in Galicia and parts of León and Asturias, the megas are bad and the brujas are good. So la bruja hace el bien y deshace conjuros y mal de ojo. echados por las megas. All right. That's interesting. Funny things about de ver las islas, as they say, they exist. I don't believe in megas, but they exist. All right. I say that sometimes. I say I don't believe in heaven and hell, but they exist. And it's true, they do exist on earth. Heaven on earth exists and hell on earth exists. Now, the classical heaven and hell of the underworld and in the sky, I don't know. But people who live illegitimate lives and who try to get by without honest, dishonest people end up living a life of, they go to hell on earth, etc. Okay, but this is interesting about megas and bruxas. All right, I have some Galician friends. I'm going to ask them about that. All right, so los conjuros. Now let's go on. So has the existence of ghosts finally been proven? No. We still don't know if ghosts really exist. Does your heart beat faster when you walk uphill for a if you walk uphill for a kilometer? Well, yes. It depends on the gradient. It depends on the what? The gradient. What's the gradient? Well, I think you would say la pendiente or similar. Gradient. Gradiente in Spanish. You say, dice gradiente. Yeah, pendiente, la pendiente. Gradiente. I've never heard this word in Spanish. Let's see, the gradiente. The gradiente de temperatura, de presión. I've never heard it. La pendiente, of course. That's the gradient. In English, we say gradient. It depends on the gradient. But even if it's just 1%, if you walk 1 kilometer uphill with a 1% gradient, I think your heart will probably, by the time you finish, your heart will be beating a little bit faster than if you walk 1 kilometer on a 0% gradient or downhill. I wonder. I'm sure. Maybe instead of 90 beats per minute, you're doing 91 beats per minute. I don't know, but I'm pretty sure about that. Your heartbeat, el latido del corazón, heartbeat. Many times I've spoken, our heart beats more than 100,000 times a day. That's difficult for people to process, but it's true. Your heart beats more than 100,000 times a day. I think the average heartbeat is 70 beats per minute. So in 60 minutes, of course, that's 4,200 beats per hour. Per hour. 24 hours a day. 24 hours a day. Even when you're sleeping, I think your heart, 24. And so it's 100,800. Rounding it off, 100,000 beats per day. Can you believe it? That's a lot. Can you imagine doing anything 100,000 times a day? And it's, you can do something 70 times a minute. I mean, you can do it more than 70 times a minute. But for 24 straight hours, and for 365 straight days, and for 80 years, it never stops beating until you die. It never stops beating. Quite an invention. Whoever invented the heart, truly was a great inventor. All right. Is George Washington included among the founding fathers of the United States? Yes, he is. The most important of all, perhaps the least intellectual, but I think he had an emotional intelligence or a natural intelligence that exceeded the intelligence of the more cerebral founding fathers. George Washington. He died in 1799, about 15 days before the end of the year. Before the end of the year. And it's a pity he didn't see the 19th century, the turn of the century. But the founding, the most famous founding fathers are George Washington, John Adams, Thomas Jefferson, Benjamin Franklin, Alexander Hamilton, James Madison, and John Jay, and a few others. Well, many others, but they are less famous. John Hancock, Samuel Adams, Patrick Henry. I could go on, but most of them you don't know yourself because you live in Spain and you're not familiar with the founding fathers. But there were a lot. Very interesting men. And once the political game started, then they became very political and less statesman or less attractive. But when it was the case of creating a nation, it's a bit like here the Pactos de Moncloa. Felipe González, Santiago Carrillo, Adolfo Suárez, and many others were involved in creating a democracy. Then they got into the political game. But I have to leave. It's been a pleasure this evening. Have a great Thursday evening, and I'll see you tomorrow, Friday. Bye-bye.
¿Alguna duda o necesitas información sobre cualquiera de nuestros cursos? Llámanos al 91-133-5833. Repito, 91-133-5833.
Okay, now, tell me you want to do 10 more push-ups.
I want to do 10 more push-ups.
Very good. Ask me if I'll tell you to do 10 more.
Will you tell me to do 10 more?
No.